Rusty Quill presents Trice Forgotten, Episode 5, Troll.
Baker's not coming.
Please. I need to see him.
Drink this.
Baker. Baker.
He's in the sick bay with Siva.
He should be here with me.
Come on, Captain. Take a few small sips for me.
How do I know it's not more poison?
If I wanted to poison you, I'd have done it while you were still delirious, so you didn't know it was me.
Did you do this to me?
Why would I poison everyone I work with?
To steal my treasure?
What treasure would that be, Okta?
Oh, tricky trickster. Trying to steal your bracelets back.
I didn't poison you, Captain.
If it wasn't you, then... how come you're fine?
Probably because I'm the only one that did not eat the fish that was slimy and smelled bad.
Hello?
I'll go see who that is.
Whoever it is, tell them I can still shoot fine and I won't be...
Drink your medicine, Captain. That's Siva. He's Baker.
Uncle! How was the fish?
Oh, that's a bit of a raw subject.
Listen, I'm not the kind of person who says I told you so.
Did you need something?
You two know one another?
We met at the market.
Ah, the concerned traveller was giving unsolicited advice.
Make a nice kinnelaw, did we? A squeeze of calamansi to cut through the smell? If you have any left, I'd love to study it.
You said you had a proposition?
Yes. Let me be frank. I've been watching your crew come and go.
You've been watching us for how long?
Enough time to assume we're all family here.
Oh, no. We're not related.
I know. The other kind of family.
Right. Yes. Of course. I completely understand.
Let's say we are.
Perfect. I thought about asking one of these other fishing boats, you know. But it gets exhausting, explaining every time. My name is Inez de Luna. I am sometimes a man, sometimes a woman, sometimes nothing, sometimes everything, and I come with a job offer. So I say to myself, Inez, where else is a girl like you to go with a gold mine like this?
Did someone say gold?
Jesus, where did you come from?
Where did you come from?
You should be in bed, Captain.
Took the medicine. Feeling better? Tell me about the money.
So there's this fish.
No. But fish are forbidden from my vicinity until I say so.
This is a boat. How can you forbid fish?
It's a ship. And as captain, my word is final.
All right.
All right.
Well, I suppose the soldiers on the exchange will appreciate an extra grand or two.
The exchange? That's Mr. Blair's ship.
Mr. Blair?
He's a naturalist. He works for the Queen's Museum in London.
Did you get kidnapped again?
No.
His brain did.
He was very nice, and he gave me a book.
There are people from the Queen's Museum on the exchange?
Mm-hmm. He's on a field expedition, collecting samples.
They won't even want the money. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you all.
Likewise.
Good riddance.
Wait.
Wait?
Exactly how much money did you say this fish was worth?
This was the last coil of rope I could find in the hold.
Let us hope it's enough.
A fish is a fish, no? Why must we make such a device?
Yeah. Noor taught me how to catch stingray with my bare hands. I'm a dab hand at it.
You certainly showed improvement.
No, no. The real money is in the data. See these weights? They ensure that the trawl isn't just trailing behind the ship, but goes to a specific depth. Doing it this way, we mark the exact location.
And this,
Coelacanth. From the Greek! Koilos, hollow, and acantha, spine! Though they've clearly gone with the modern Latin adaptation, coelacanthus, hence the sea sound!
They'd really pay that much money for a fish?
If found alive, confirmed alive, it would be an unparalleled scientific discovery.
But it's a fish.
Here, look.
Did you paint these?
Oh, they're beautiful. Oh, this one. We catch them in our den. The scale pattern, you have it perfectly.
Thank you. It took many attempts, the angle, counting the blasted fin rays. But it's not right. I can't make the paint shimmer the way the scales do in reality, you know?
Can you not, varnish it? With some sort of lacquer.
The whole piece would be shiny and stiff, not just the scales.
Ah, right. Yes.
I have seen long ago a painter who would visit the silversmiths asking for the dust and scrapings. He would grind it into his paint. And then he would finish the work with a glaze of honey. He painted hummingbirds. Oh, the light would shine from their feathers in a way I have seen no other artist's work capture.
Honey and silver. Huh. I'll attempt that next time. Thank you, Noor.
My pleasure.
Didn't you have something you wanted to show us? About the coelacanth?
Ah, this is a reproduction of the fossil they discovered recently. With a hollow spine, as you observed, Siva. If the fossil evidence is correct, the coelacanth is the missing link between the fish and the four-legged land animal.
The missing link? They believe it's still alive?
They don't. They think it is dead as the dinosaur. They haven't even considered it might have living ancestors, let alone...
So we're on a wild goose chase?
No, no, my friend. This is where naturalistic extraordinaire Inez de Luna comes in. Men like your buddies on the exchange. They pick about in rock pools and markets. Then they order their local boys to keep their eyes out for anything special. Well, they go have their high teas in their lodgings. But me? I saw one.
You did?
I swear it. A flash before my very eyes. Large, 2 yards at least. And a beautiful, matte dark, covered in white specks, like stars in the clearest night sky. It was stunning.
Why not catch it then?
I was not in a position to do so.
Why not?
Because I wasn't. Right. This should be tight enough. Let's give this net a trial run, shall we?
Anything?
Oh, give me a moment.
It's a big bugger, isn't it? Can't you tell on sight?
The process would go faster if we had the whole crew hauling.
I am, unfortunately, indisposed at the moment.
Would you like me to prepare you another dose of stomach medicine, Habibi?
Oh, no, no. I'll just stand back here and let you all do the heavy lifting while I recover.
If she's injured, it'll only slow us down.
What does she even do on this ship?
No, not here.
Oh. Right. Let's pick out the best eaten fish and throw the rest back.
We have already filled 2 barrels. May we not free this load?
Who knows when we'll have a bounty like this again?
And who do you expect to gut and salt a hold's worth of fish? Come on, Siva. Let's throw them back while Baker and Inez prepare the next troll.
Could we, perhaps, take a tea break? My hands, they're not used to this kind of work.
We've only done 3 trolls. What if you need the break? Baker, no?
I could keep going.
It's a bit early to start a fire just for tea.
Right, yes. Of course, a couple more rounds. My blisters are growing blisters.
Another few days of this and you'll have muscles like mine in yours, Siva.
Cartographers don't need muscles. They need working fingers.
I didn't think I would miss this, but it's nice. Familiar.
Your family reduce nets in their fishing?
Yes. In Aden, we would take out our 4 boats and we would create a square between us. The net would go down and all of us would pull as one. You had to make sure you had the right balance. Amir Aki would never think and always pulled too hard too soon. Half the time, I thought he was doing it on purpose, trying to get us to fall in.
I've been on many ships with the same type. So eager to prove his worth, he shows how inexperienced he is. Hell, as a young man, me and your brother would have got along very well.
It's not here.
We're losing light. Let's go again in the morning.
But
we'll work better after food and rest.
Fine. Steady, steady.
Baker, why is the ship called the Netawanton? Does it have a meaning?
In Mi'kma'ki, where I grew up, the elders there tell us the creation story. Upon the earth, Sikgamu, all life is given to us from our mother earth. Not too long after everything was created, the life giver caused bolts of lightning to strike and hit the earth. It formed the shape of a person, Glooskap. After thanking the creators, Glooskap now started to explore his world around him. Glooskap one day decided he would walk down to the water. As he was walking along the sweet-smelling grass, a young man stood up in front of him. He was tall and he had long hair and light sparkling eyes. Who are you? Where did you come from? He said. I am your sister's son, Netawanton. Far out in the ocean, rejoicing the whirlwind caused the water to foam up. And foam began to form on top of the water and finally was blown along the sand and it rested on this tall, sweet-smelling grass. And with the help of the Life Giver and the Shadow Giver and Mother Earth, they gave me life of a young man. I have strength in my arms, my legs. I can run and help Grandmother, and you, I have vision. With my eyes, I can see far into the future. You will be able to be guided by my strength, my vision, and also I am gifted with the spirit to guide you. So, Glooskap was happy that his nephew came into the world. He called upon the fish from the waters to come ashore, and he told his nephew, "Gather the fish and bring them to Grandmother, because it is the fish that will give us food and medicine and tools." So, they had a feast of fish to celebrate Glooskap's nephew's arrival to the world. Your ship, the Nettlewansen, has the speed, the strength, and the vision of the young who follow us. He is a reminder how one lives their life has its great effect on those who came 7 generations after you.
You blessed the ship with a beautiful name.
I didn't name the ship. Alestis did.
The captain?
She has a good heart in her, as much as she likes to pretend that she doesn't.
Come, friends. On my mark. And heave! And...
Ines, you go. Siva, hold the line with me.
It's the mother load.
You've been over here rod fishing.
Come on, help me.
I can't believe... I thought you were ill.
Captain, lean into me here. I'll anchor while you pull. Ines, you grab a net.
This is it. I can feel it. Oh, we're feasting tonight, crew. It's a tuna for sure.
Reel. And now some slack. Reel.
I see it, I see it. Ashford. Yes, yes.
Oh my God. What an ugly bastard.
Cosmoid scales.
Three-lipped caudal fin.
Baker, Siva, drop the trawl. Come help.
What are you doing?
Come on, you two, lift!
My fish! My catch! My dinner! Where are you taking it?
Marked dark, covered in white specks like stars.
Let's go down to the aquarium, quick!
It's definitely not 2 yards.
But the patterning... definitely the same or similar.
A child, perhaps.
Little baby's gonna bring mummy the gold, yeah? Beautiful money, baby.
Shame it's not an adult. But I'm sure the insides will be just as valuable.
Insides?
Tomorrow we do a full anatomical dissection. Who's to say we might even find some amphibious quirks? Did any of you notice whether it seemed to have lung capacity on deck? And the rod? We have to know the depth of where your line went, but ugh, without the weight, who's to say the line was fully perpendicular?
We can't kill it!
What? Why?
Look how cute it is!
Cute? Siva, you understand what this specimen will mean to the development of our understanding of human lineage, yes?
I think it would be a shame to kill such a creature.
Oh, come on!
If they are a child, we should return them.
It's not a baby we've orphaned. It's an adolescent at least. Perhaps, who knows, hundreds of years old.
You know that, for certain.
Baker, that Glooskap story. They had a feast of fish.
That's...
different? I'll offer anything that'll appease you. Tobacco, sweetgrass, and I'll use every part of it, and I'll give thanks to whichever creator you want me to thank.
You do not take the first you find, in case they are the last.
Uh-huh. That ethos work out in your previous jobs?
What would you know
about... It wasn't that hard to catch. I caught it in an hour on the line.
We were trawling for 4 days.
I go out there, catch another, make them breed, we raise the eggs, bam! Moneymaker, guaranteed.
If we don't kill it, we can't dissect it to count its bones, look at its organs, see what it has in its stomach, see what it's eaten in the wild.
Well, what if it's one of the last of its species? One of the last, and we just gut it up like it's nothing. Maybe it has a family that loves it more than anything in the world.
Keep it alive.
But I caught it. You didn't. It's mine to make do with as I see fit, and we're keeping it until I know whether it's worth more dead or alive.
Do none of you understand what...
Ines, your drawings. The scales, the coloration. That will take a while, no?
It will.
Why not make a start with those?
Fine. But I'm not leaving this ship until I'm satisfied.
And here I thought as captain I chose who stayed aboard.
I get a wage equivalent to Baker's for any labor undertaken on the ship. I demand my own compartment, and I will have this documented in a written contract.
Should we have contracts like that?
We very much should.
And the Lesties? Unlike the rest of your associates, I won't be gutted in an alleyway over a fight about prices.
Welcome to the crew, Inez. Enter.
I've come to apologize.
For?
I notice you kept yourself distant this week, more than usual.
You expect the captain to be out there hauling nets and singing folk songs?
And you've been eating badly.
Can you blame me?
And your colour's been off.
What's your point, old man?
I'm sorry. I acted with pride at the market. I made you ill, but you don't need to protect my feelings. You must punish me in front of the crew.
Why would I do that?
To uphold your image. You heard Ines. She doesn't see you as a captain.
No, she doesn't.
Because you've been lenient on me.
I'm glad she's choosing to join us.
You are?
I am. She pisses me off, and I'm sure I'll want to gut her by the end of the week, but it's entertaining, isn't it? The challenge? I think I understand that desire better. Him better.
That sounds like something someone building a permanent crew might say.
Does it?
Is that something you want?
Real crew. Might not be so bad.
Real crew. A real future. Not so bad at all. But we've got plenty of time for conversations like that. Right now, you look tired. You get some rest. I'll make you something warm, all right?
No slime this time, Baker.
I can't promise you much, but I can assure you, you're never eating mystery slime fish again.
A real crew.
Thrice Forgotten is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Nemo Martin and directed by Rafaela Marcus. Today's episode was written by Nemo Martin and edited by Nico Vitesse, Maddie Searle, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Rinella. Thrice Forgotten features Rebecca Bruff, Vic Zander, Shahan Hamza, Ashley Goh, and Gigi Zahir. Thrice Forgotten is produced by Ian Gears, Laurie Ann Davis, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.